All power to the people. We don't have a lot of time left. You see, the helicopters are coming. I want to say something. I'm grateful to Vato for mentioning Romaine Chip Fitzgerald, 42 years down, a former Black Panther, arrested and convicted in 1969, did time on death row in San Quentin here. I want you to know one more other piece of history from these historic brothers that were here. Thank you very much. That these historic brothers that were here, that when I visited on August the 19th of 1971, I visited George Jackson. 2 days later, he was assassinated at this prison. I can't tell you that his spirit lives, and it lives in you. The baton has been passed. It's time for us to take up a banner one more time, and you have. And I'm so happy and proud that I live to see this day. I thank you all, you young people. I'm going to go really fast. I want to say something on behalf of prisoners in Georgia who had a prisoner strike on December the 9th of 2010, which was the inspiration for the Pelican Bay hunger strike, for the Ohio hunger strike, and so forth. One of the leaders of that strike was a young brother named Little B, Michael Lewis. Michael Lewis was arrested at 13 years old, convicted of a crime he didn't commit, a murder. He was sentenced to life in prison. Today, 15 years later, he's still in an isolation cell for being a leader of the December 9th movement. I have a very brief statement I want to make from the December 9th movement, which is the Georgia and International Prisoners Movement. That he talks about that the Occupy, the December 9th Georgian International Prisoners' Rights Movement, represent a voice that affirms the dignity of the person and seeks to be a voice for those deprived of their freedom. It's a vision that urges us to take a stance on human rights violations. We cannot ignore the reality we witness every day in the Georgia system that there is a crisis. Inmates are being unconstitutionally charged for medical care, even though inmates are wards of the state, so the state is supposed to provide at least the most minimal basic care, so we are here to talk about their human rights. I only have another minute, so I'm not giving the signal yet, but I'm gonna say, because we don't have enough songs in this movement. Back in the day, we had freedom songs, and we had Bob Dylan, so I'm not gonna sing a lot, but I'm gonna sing one of these old songs from the movement. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And if I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my comrades and be free. Oh, I have to go lower now. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my comrades and be free. Power to the people.